Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
With at the time of the morning, where we join our very own Adam Kamba, the director from the Indian Ocean. Adam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
Wa alaikum salam, Shafad. Yes, lovely crisp morning on the Durban beachfront. Just watch the sun come up. There's lots of water users in the water. I see lots of canoeists out, quite far out to sea, Shafad. And most of the boats are also heading towards the deep, Shafad.
What a sight to behold. I'm here in Houghton. You know how you look in Houghton. You can't even see the ocean. And you get like a depression hitting you. Because once you're an Indian Ocean lad, hey, you want to motion, Adam. I don't know, when you come to the Gold Reef, do you get that hangover, Adam?
Yes, I always get Durban sick when I'm up in Joburg Way, Shafad. I look out at the sun and I picture it being over the ocean. At the moment, the sun is hiding behind the clouds. An amazing rays of sunlight streaming through onto the ocean, making it silvery orange on the ocean, Shafad. So really a glorious sight on the Durban beachfront.
No, absolutely. As you say, the glorious sight are coming through. Many are screaming in my ear. They're saying, Adam, when the sardines coming? I can feel the chill in the air, every sight, every sound. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my feet. I can feel it in my head. I can feel it all over. Adam?
Yes, Shafad, sardine season is here. It's spot on the season for sardines. The cold fronts have been coming through. As you know, there's lots of snow on the mountains in the Eastern Cape and even up towards Johannesburg, where I'm sure it's pretty cold there. This is exactly what we need for the sardine. Well, once the snow melts and enters the ocean, it cools the coastal waters down, Shafad. And this is the channel that the sardines follow when they migrate up north past the KZN coast. So we are looking forward to our water temperatures dropping to around 19 degrees, and then we can expect the sardines to move up, Shafad.
Now, Adam, I want you to explain this phenomena, or, you know, this addiction to sardine. And the certain individuals, if it's the sardine season, and if they didn't eat a sardine, hey, they'll end up with a migraine. They say, hey, well, I'm going to send my sardine. Why, Adam?
Yes, Shafad, it's similar to the fruit of the season, Shafad. You know, when certain fruits come out, you feel for mangoes or you feel for pineapples or whatever. It's the same, you know, we have this buzz about the sardines, and it's something quite unique to our KZN coast that it doesn't occur anywhere else in the world. So it really is worth being part of it, running down to the beaches when they are netting, helping them pull the ropes in, supporting them by buying a few dozen sardines and even take a few dozen home for your neighbors as well. And it's really a healthy food, Shafad. Most of the younger fish are healthier because they're not long in, they haven't been alive for that long in the ocean to accumulate any toxins. The very big mature fish generally have toxins like mercury, etc., in them. But young sardines, you know, they are high in omega-3 oils. And that's why a lot of cultures love sardines, like the Portuguese, the Spanish, the Greeks. They all, you know, usually have sardines as a starter before their main meal, Shafad.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the omega-3 oil, and people really love it. And I believe that oil stays in your system for 6 to 9 months. How true is that, Adam?
I don't know exactly how long it stays, Shafad, but most of us don't get enough of those nutrients. So when it is a sardine season, as I said, it's best to go down yourself and see that these sardines have been netted the same morning and you consume them. Because sometimes, I'm not saying always, sometimes if you are buying it off the streets, you don't know whether it's been kept overnight or whatever. So your best bet would be to buy from a reputable vendor who you can trust that was caught the same day, or go down to the beach yourself and enjoy the sardine frenzy. You know, take your jacket off, take your shirt off, and try and scoop some sardines up. But the most civil way to do it, Shafad, is buy a cast net and just cast along the shore, you know, near where the net is, Shafad.
Now, the question here, Adam, is that sardines we get in a tin. So they boil it for us. It's boiled sardines that we're eating, Adam?
Yes, it's processed, Shafad. So it's not a raw sardine that they put into the can. It is processed, so it's ready to eat. If you open the can, you can eat it directly, or you can even cook it into a chutney and make a delicious meal out of it, Shafad.
Now, Adam, I don't know why you had to tease me there. The chutney you're talking about, with the white bread and with the butter. And, you know, yeah, you just can't beat it. And, you know, you want to eat, you have to have a whole loaf. You put half a loaf, but that chutney is so divine. Why is it that you just like more the whole bread with the butter and the chutney, Adam?
You must have lots of chili powder, some sliced green chilies, some raw onion in it, and thick sliced bread with lots of butter. And make sure you have some ice cold Coke to wash it down as well, Chapat.
A message on the screen here says, Assalamu alaikum, Bruce Chef and Adam Kamda. You guys are bringing it alive. I want to know the Lusitania shipping company. Are they still around? I know it was a Portuguese company. And when we used to go to the harbor, it was a Lusitania. And there's also a soccer team known as Lusitanos. Adam, you recall?
Yes, Shafar. That company was based at, what's the name of this place? It's in Bayhead. It's called Granta Gully. That area is called Granta Gully. This company was based there. And they used to trade in all different types of seafood, Chapat. We did get sardines from them many years back. I'm not sure whether they still exist, but we buy from some other good bait suppliers at the moment, Chapat.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. You know, you bring it alive, Lusitania and so forth. I mean, you know, when you go to a restaurant and many people, I'm looking at this message on the screen. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafad. A king clip with a bed of rice and with lots of sauce is my type of fish. What is Adam's thought on king clip? Is it the best fish to have with a bed of rice, Adam?
Yes, Shafad. King clip, it's a deep water fish. It's usually caught in the Cape by the big trawlers and processed at sea, frozen and sent to the seafood dealers. So it's absolutely fresh. It's once caught, it's only frozen once until you actually defrost it to eat it. So it's really in pristine condition and a very tasty fish as well. As you know, every species of fish has a slightly different taste. I like red Roman and I like young rockcod as well. Slingers and king soldiers also top of the list, Chapat, which we often catch here off Durban.
And, you know, then you find when visitors come and, you know, they want to, I mean, you find especially those visitors from Johannesburg, even as far as Cape Town, when they come here, they always want to taste our fish curry. And, you know, is it something about us that we make a good fish curry? But the Tamilians, they are definitely the best fish curry makers in the dunya, Adam.
Yes, Shafar, I think their fish curry is so tasty because they use a lot of tamarind, so it becomes quite like a sour taste, and they use a lot of chili powder, so it's a hot and sour taste, and that really resonates with our palate. Talking about visitors, I was in Mauritius recently, and I took my cousins fishing on 2 half-day trips, doing bottom fishing with handline, and they so enjoyed eating fish caught with their own hands, Shafar. You know, they are living there, but they don't do this often, so... So when I visited them and you know we went out together fishing, it was like such an amazing treat for them. And really to eat fish caught with your own hands has a special meaning and a special flavor, Shafar.
Yeah, you bring it alive, Adam. And then, you know, you find that there are certain fishermen. I'm sure you do that immediately when they catch the fish and they know I'm going to cook this fish. I notice most of them even clean the fish on the shoreline. Is that a good idea?
Shafat, in our South African waters, when you catch the fish on the boats, you're supposed to keep them intact because if you are inspected, they'll count how many fish you have and they'll check the sizes. Now, if it's gutted or filleted, then you can't really assess whether they are of legal size or not. So we don't clean our fish at sea. We bring it home and then you know, we process it at home and put it directly into the freezer, Shafat.
Afzal says, Assalamu alaikum, Adam Kamda, you're already a treat to listen to on a Sunday morning. I love hake. I want to know the hake that we get in South Africa. Is it from overseas or do we get local hake? Adam, how do you respond to Afzal there?
Yes, Shafat, it's, most of these fish are caught in our Cape waters, Shafat. So they are local fish and we can enjoy the fruits of our own ocean, Shafat.
Yeah, your own ocean and fish cake. You have to use hake. You can't use anything else. It has to be hake. Can you use mullet to make fish cakes, Adam?
Yes, Shafad. Some fishermen, when they catch a bony fish, like mullet or bonefish, they do take it home, although it doesn't make very good eating to fillet it and fry it because of all the bones. So they steam it and then just flake off the meat from the bones and make fish cakes out of that, Shafad, and that's absolutely delicious.
Tayyar says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafaat. Please ask Adam, do we still find those pinkies at Rivermouth? When I was a lighty, I remember with you and with all our other chummies, we used to catch sacks and sacks of pinkies. Are there still enough pinkies at Rivermouth? That's a nostalgic question for me too, Adam.
Yes, Shafat, you remind me of just a few days ago, I was out at sea with my good friend Novi, and we were trying for baits. We were trying to catch sugar mackerel and mast bunkers, but we were catching strings of pinkies. So Novi said, you know what, keep some of those pinkies. They make very good eating. And I took some home, and it was absolutely delicious, Shafat. You know, sometimes we're always targeting the big fish, but it's those unique little fish that brings a lot of satisfaction as well, Shafat.
No, absolutely. The unique little fish, they bring in a lot of satisfaction. What's your schedule like for today, Adam?
Yes, Shafat, a little slowish today. Otherwise, I would have been out at sea. The sea is looking lovely. The wind is down. There is a bit of a chop, but not so bad. So I would have been out at sea and maybe talking to you from the boat. But I'm taking a bit of a rest today, Shafat. I just need to get some bed rest and get rid of this flu.
So perhaps a soup, king clip?
I think I need some raso soup, Shafat. Maybe you can share a nice raso soup with me.
No, no, I'll tell that auntie to make it. Yeah, she's right near you there. Yeah, Auntie Soundler, please organize for Adam there. Yeah, nice raso, potent one. Hey, you'll get better, Adam. Your parting words this morning?
Yes, Shafat, I'd just like to remind everyone that there's lots of fake news going around about sardines. One of the best resources I know is thesardine.co.za. This website is run by my good friend Sean Langer from Amzimkulu Marina in Port Shepstone. So he publishes only verified sightings of sardines. So give it a search, give it a like, and find all the information on the sardine run at thesardine.co.za, Shafat.
Jazakallah khair, Adam. You get better. Have a luck of rest. Inshallah, we'll talk to you next week at this time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks, Shafat. Salams to you and the listeners.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.